I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The results of Lebanon's parliamentary elections have shifted the government. The results gave Christians and the Islamic-supported political party Hezbollah more power. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna shares.
Some people are saying this is the old same that's going to come. But other people are optimistic about it and just saying we have new faces. There might be a change. And some others are saying, yeah, but there will be even worse. Because Hezbollah is now having more power inside the government, so it's even worse.
Several Christian political parties are allies with the Hezbollah group. However, the growth of Hezbollah's power may threaten the religious freedoms of Christians not only in Lebanon, but throughout the Middle East. Please pray the doors of ministry in Lebanon would remain open and that the Lord would protect the rights of believers. Learn more at missionnews.org. And as areas in the Middle East become more volatile, ministries are getting creative about how they bring the gospel to these countries. Just ask Panayotis Keenan of Sat7 Pars.
With all the problems that Iran is facing with the regime, with the uprising, it's getting even more difficult for people to send people on the ground to evangelize. So the safest way for them and for us is broadcasting television.
The size of the region means Sat7 needs a powerful tool to help. Enter the Yahsat satellite.
Yahsat is a satellite that covers the whole of Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. This has caused our audience inside Iran to grow by 150%.
Learn more and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.